Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For most people, came out of nowhere. Marcelo Ozuna, high, deep, left center field, at the wall, and gone! The home run drought is over. He had not hit one in 26 games, and boy, did the Braves need that one. A big fly from the Big Bear to put Atlanta back. Front 2-1.
So, monster hit by Marcel Ozuna on the call. Brandon Godden, as always, for Bally Sports. And your Braves go on to beat the Reds 7-1, so they bounce back. And now that win has allowed them to stay within two games of the Mets and Diamondbacks for the NL League or the NL wildcard spot. The Braves are 1-4, by the way, against the Reds this season now.
So it feels like we're trying to hold on to a slippery slope, I guess, is the best way to put it, man. But it was nice to see Marcel come through last night. It's been such a struggle for him to get RBIs, just in the end. And then you also have the Michael Harris-Tater in the eighth inning last night, man. It was a big night. You hate to say must win, because I think they're all must wins at this point in the season. But I continue, Bo, to be so impressed with Spencer Schwellenbach, who has now thrown probably 100 more innings than he's ever thrown in his life in a season. And he said last night after the game, feel like I kind of hit a new wave, man. And that's a great thing for Atlanta Braves fans to hear.
Let me touch on Ozuna first. I think I was hearing him get unfair flack yesterday. And when I say unfairly, because it wasn't like, he's going cold, he's going cold. And I was sitting there listening to it saying, he hasn't. He just hasn't hit a home run, and he just hasn't got a chance to have an RBI because he's got guys that Michael Harris seems to be either hitting a home run or, not getting on. And Soler, we've talked about his struggles at times. Zuna's still hitting. He's still hitting over 300 with an on-base percentage literally almost at 400. As far as Schwellenbach, impressed? I mean, I don't even know if that word justifies what I am with that kid. This kid had pitched 40-something innings, Tiff, before he came in double A.
Remember when he came up? Yeah. He got the call up.
And Mike said he's pitched more innings than he's ever. Yeah, the guy has thrown 109 and two-thirds. His ERA is around 3.6, but that's not fair because those numbers are still a little bit bloated from his first five or six appearances to me. He has been phenomenal.
So who do you attribute that to?
Schwellenbach?
Yeah. Himself?
Him.
And then, okay.
Him. Because I you give the organization credit. You
That's
give,
what I was going to mention as well.
Yeah.
You in give, developing, yes.
Yeah, how they've handled. You give Abreu, who's filled in for Rick Kranitz so well. But I think I got the right one. I can always mix him and the hitting coach, Kevin Seitzer. But his mentality, Tiffany, to me, that he has a dog mentality. He seems constantly unfazed on the mound. He feels like he never gets rattled, even when he has a blow. Hit a blow-up inning last night. You know how many runs he gave up? One. You know what I mean by a blow-up inning? De La Cruz led off with a triple. And at one point, they were first and third with no one out. One run came out of that. In fact, and that was a weak tapper to first, but because it's De La Cruz and his speed is so ridiculous, he's going to score on that.
I think the best word that I can use for him as a pitcher is relentless. You know how you have the pass rushers that are relentless or guys in other sports, you're like, man, that guy's relentless. Spencer Schwellenbach does not shy away from pounding the zone. I mean, he is absolutely relentless, and he knows his stuff is good, and he knows that he's going to keep you off balance, and he does such a good job of it, man. So he's going to be huge over the next couple of weeks for the Atlanta Braves if he can continue to put together starts like
And wasn't he the one that his teammates, they had all talked about him. I don't know if it was Chris Sale or whoever it was when his first couple outings just talked about how he always seems to be unnerved, kind of calm and collected.
Yeah, they talked. They did. They said that's a good
point. We talked to John Smoltz about him on the show.
Yeah, same thing.
They talked about his mentality. Mike, when you talk about pounding the zone, so far in 109 two-thirds, 22 walks, 118 strikeouts. That's definitely, you know, that's definitely doing that.
That's pretty good.
that's pounding the zone, folks.
One less thing.